On Wednesday, December 16th, the first relaunch edition of the Irish Dog Journal featured an interview with Supreme Master Qinghai, conducted by Miss Louise Kings. Originally established in the 1970s, the bi-monthly magazine offers canine caregivers, as well as dog lovers everywhere, information on the most up-to-date products, recipes and activities, as well as expert interviews. It also supports the work of organisations that assist homeless dogs and other dogs in need. The interview with Supreme Master Qinghai covered a broad range of topics, including the many health benefits of the vegan diet for both humans and our animal friends, the damaging effects of animal-based pet food, and the link between current pandemics and the livestock industry. We now invite you to listen to this enlightening interview with Supreme Master Qinghai, featured in a special relaunch edition of the Irish Dog Journal on December 16th, 2009.
Supreme Master Television has featured many animal communicators. Can you tell us more about who communicators are and what they do?
I will tell you, of course. We introduce all these animal communicators. We call them animal psychic communicators, yes, or telepathic communicators, yes, because they are able to communicate in silence through an inner connection with our animal co-inhabitants. Many of them offer their gift to help other people better understand the animal companion. So if you cannot discover why your companion is behaving in some, unusual way or seems unwell, for example, then an animal telepathic communicator could find out if it is due to their diet, or environmental problem, or an injury, or sometimes emotional setback. Yeah, sometimes the animals take on the sickness or stress to direct it away from their human companions. Animal telepathic communicators often don't need to be in the physical presence of the animal. Isn't that amazing? But it's natural, actually. We all have it, just we don't have time to remember. These communicators can speak through long distance, so some of them are also able to help people locate and find their companions who get lost even. Apart from these very beneficial practical services, the communicators may be able to tell you about your animal friend's feeling toward you and their deep unconditional love or loyalty to you, as well as what their mission is in life. In many cases, the animals came to help their caregiver develop spiritually in his or her life. Many animals, both in the wild and domesticated, are very psychic and know everything about you, about your past life, your present and future life. But they never judge you. These noble beings only want humans to remember our own love, dignity, and divinity. And the communicators help us to see what a real blessing the animals provide in our lives. And not just the domestic animals, but all of them. If you want to try and contact these professionals, can go to www.suprememastertv.com/constructive-scrolls for a free list of worldwide animal communicators. Anyone can also watch past interviews with some of these good communicators on the Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants program at www.suprememastertv.com/aw. Because we don't have time to tell it all here, but people can download them free of charge. Thank you, Louise.
You're welcome. I think it's safe to say that all animal lovers would like to better communicate with their animal friends. Is it possible for us to learn to communicate better with our animals?
Okay, yes, Louise. It is very possible to develop or regain this ability. It's just that due to our busy minds and hectic lifestyles, most of us have lost this inherent gift of communication. We could communicate with each other also telepathically even. But we can relearn it with practice. And of course, a cruelty-free diet, meaning no animal products, does help tremendously. To communicate telepathically with animals, we use the universal language of love again. Yes? Anyone can try at night time to quiet their mind so that the atmosphere has a gentle and tranquil vibration, and then gently pet their animal companions while sending loving thoughts. Gradually, they might sense a heightened intuition within themselves that can perceive their feelings. And they can also try asking them the animals questions inside. And eventually, they'll be able to hear the companions' answers clearly. Their inner voices might tell of the most beautiful secrets of the universe. Also, we can try forming a picture in our mind, visualizing what you are thinking. Then your companion will understand more easily and immediately. Once we are able to communicate with the animal friends, they could open doors for us to communicate with other animals as well, and open doors to many other wonders, knowledge of the universe. Some animal telepathic communicators can also help. They even offer instructional classes. In one of Supreme Master TV's program, a lady sought the assistance of an animal communicator, and after that, she was able to activate her own telepathic ability and communicate with her own rabbit. Yes, it does take some patience, quietude, time and practice, but the main instrument, of course, is love, Louis. Love is everything. Whether we can communicate telepathically or not, the inner world of animals is one of heart-to-heart understanding. Animals do not feel the need to talk a lot, yet they understand so much more. So it is always good to offer our true friendship and enjoy their presence. Then we will certainly feel a wonderful inner connection with our beloved animals. Naturally.
Okay. What role do animals play on the planet? And can you tell us about the noble quality of dogs and other animals?
Ah, sure. The animals come to this planet with a special role. Many of them are able to bring down divine power from heaven or love, yes, just through their presence, because they are very connected with the divine at all times. Some, like horses and rabbits, can protect their human caregivers from negative influences or boost them with good health, good luck, even material fortune, joy or spiritual upliftment. They watch out for us quietly and humbly send blessings our way. Some of them are from higher levels of consciousness. They only came down in animal form to help humankind or other beings on earth. Of course, animals also have very noble, vital roles in the physical realm. In the oceans, fish play an important role in quickly recycling nutrients in the ecosystem, which helps to sustain all the marine life. Some animals like zebras, monkeys, and wild parrots help to disperse the seeds, while bees and other insects help to pollinate crops and other plants. And others maintain the health of the forests and oceans. Animals directly help humans as well. We notice that dogs are extremely altruistic and courageous. They are the heroic rescuers who dive into rubble to free the victims, keep an injured person warm and alive in the snow until help arrives, or patiently serve the blind. They also provide comfort to prison inmates even, as well as happiness and therapeutic effects for the elderly and hospital patients. This is all well-known fact. Similarly, in the wild, we can gauge the noble qualities of other animals, such as geese, the squirrels, the ducks, etc. even. Also, by observing how they treat their own kind and others with dignity and respect for life. Actually, some experienced animal telepathic communicators have given us messages from the animals. For example, the seals have conveyed that it is important for them to be allowed to stay on Earth, not for themselves, but so they can continue doing their job, which is to keep the Earth in balance with love. You see, the seals and the whales emanate an incredible, great power of divine love, an unconditional love that could be likened like to that between a mother and her child. They anchor and distribute this wave of love across our planet. Because of humankind's lack of love and kindness, animals like seals and whales have been born to help fill in this missing void. And it is this love that is sustaining our planet and keeping it from destruction up to now. So we should never ever hunt and kill these noble, gracious helpers of humankind and the planet. We also were informed, Louis, about the message from the livestock animals who are so miserably trapped in the factory farms. Well, there was no clear message, but more of a feeling of constant terror and panic and oppression. Because such dreadful conditions are enough to make them forget their original mission in coming to Earth. It would be enough to make us forget anything as well, if we were in their place. It's very sad how humans deny not only their life and every natural instinct, but also their beneficial purpose of existence. It is we who lose terribly by seeing these great creatures as mere objects and flesh to be eaten. Through meditation, I have discovered that the noble quality or NQ of different species can be measured as a percentage to show how they embody the qualities of compassion and selflessness. Dogs and pigs, for example, each have an impressive NQ of 30%. Cows have an NQ of 40%. In contrast, animals with more violent or flesh-eating tendencies have lower NQs. Lions, for example, have an NQ of 3%, and tiger 4%. And as for humans, while some of us have, you know, general breakdown, some of us have NQs of 10%, many of us have just a 3% noble quality. Humans can learn from these examples of noble quality in our co-inhabitants. We can develop our own NQ at any time, basically by never harming any living being, always doing good to others in any situation, and by keeping the loving vest diet. With these simple steps, we can even help elevate the people and animals we come in contact with, just as the noble animals assist in uplifting us and our world. That is the privilege of being human. You see, we can change, we can be greater. Animals, although they have great NQ, noble quality, they often stay that way. For example, if they have 30% NQ, they often stay that way. But we, even if we have like 3%, 4% NQ, we have a chance and opportunities to develop way past that animals even. You understand?
I do.
Okay.
For those among us who wish to welcome an animal companion into our lives, or who are seeking to adopt a further companion, what advice would you give? And also, is it better to adopt an animal friend from a rescue center or sanctuary, or from a breeder?
Oh yes, Louis. As many experts have recommended, adoption from an animal shelter is the most humane and loving option for bringing an animal into our life. According to the Humane Society of the United States, 4 million cats and dogs, or approximately one animal every 8 seconds, are killed annually in shelters in the U.S. alone. It is a terrible fate for these innocent, beautiful animals, many of whom were once beloved home companions. See, usually the previous caregiver obtained their companion when they were not fully ready to commit the time and energy, either physically or mentally. So in order not to make the same mistake, anyone considering to adopt a new family member should first be prepared to provide for their physical as well as emotional need. It's good to do a lot of research beforehand about the responsibilities involved. Animal rescue websites often help to list out all the things we should consider before adopting a new companion, such as our financial stability, suitable home environment, and consideration for other children or animals in the home. If there is already an animal companion at home, we should first find out whether they can be compatible living together. Once we adopt the new member, we should show our love for them equally through our words and actions. Also, we should make sure the animal shelter is a non-kill shelter to support the non-violent way. Adopting from a sanctuary is also possible and good, but the non-kill shelters are the most desperately in need of homes. It is advised not to try to buy a pet from a breeder, and especially the pet shop, because the way they get the puppies is just too often terribly inhumane. You know, like the mothers and fathers' dogs being treated like machines to bear puppies until they are driven, exhausted, and insane, get crippled or die. They and the puppies are miserably kept in tiny, filthy cages, indoors or outdoor, exposed to elements. We mustn't support this practice.
Supreme Master, there are many puppy mills and puppy farming in Ireland, and it's actually something that as a magazine we feel it's important that we will and are investigating.
Wonderful.
But so some of the things that people are coming back to us and saying is that, you know, a farmer would make, say, maybe 100, 150 from a sheep. He could make 650 from a puppy. He doesn't have to put it in a field. He only has to feed, you know, the puppy's mother, a very small amount. Basically, it's a financial arrangement. So I can understand where you're coming from, because they're everywhere. Puppy mills, puppy farms.
Right.
And unfortunately, it's the more expensive breeds that are really paying the price. Bad breeding practices. So it's not even just the inhumane way that these dogs are being looked after, but the breeding practices are beyond ridiculous, where they are ruining the particular breed. And the puppies that are coming from these have all sorts of health issues and concerns, which is really, really sad.
Yes, that's correct, and it's a well-known fact also.
But again, it's an unfortunate, it's a financial, it's got nothing to do with the emotional.
Yeah, yes, it's also the case like that. So if we want an animal, we should even ask maybe the staff of the shelter to try to match with our personality and our environment and our capability. Then it will be more long-lasting and happy for both the caregiver and the adopted animals. Yeah, and research has even shown that animal companions provide excellent social support, stress relief, and such health benefit as improved mood, stabilized blood pressure, and increased motivation to exercise. But more rewarding than these is the fact that a life has been saved, and for that the animal is forever grateful, and will always remember the caregiver's kind act. This I know from experience, because I can see how my adopted birds and dogs are always so appreciative, so loving, friendly, adorable, protective, and loyal. I wish the best of luck and happiness to whomever welcomes a new best friend into their lives. You will see how your lives become much better. I guarantee.
You mentioned a little bit earlier about the magazine, the Irish Dog Journal. We're actually doing a day, we're calling it a Dog's Day Out. And basically it's just that, it's a Dog's Day Out. It's a celebration of all dogs, whether they're pampered pooches, whether they're working dogs, such as dogs that work, there are guide dogs for the blind, search and rescue dogs, dogs that work with our police forces. Then you've got your activity dogs, like the sledge dogs and carting dogs. But I said it's just really is that it's a celebration of all dogs, giving them a day out and showcasing the work and what they give us. And then it's kind of like we're giving something back. But you also mentioned about the animal shelters. We're doing that as well, where we're going to those with a no-kill policy to kind of come along and bring some of their dogs so that people can match, as you mentioned before, their personality, their lifestyle to the right dog.
That's good.
Because, you know, Christmas is a notorious time whereby people are buying new puppies And the ISPCA have shown that up to 60% of these puppies are mismatched. 3, 4, 5 months later, they end up in animal shelters, sadly.
Yes, that's true.
Plus, we're also going to have some fun. We have a fashion show with an amazing dog clothes range that are coming over.
Yes, we should always do research before we adopt an animal.
Definitely, yeah, definitely. Okay, just a couple of more questions. One is that you give awards to people worldwide, including leaders in various different fields, but you also give awards to animals for their great deeds. Can you tell us a little bit about this?
Yeah, I'm always happy to tell about this. Yeah, the Shining World Hero Award was created to highlight the remarkable, extraordinary, heroic nature of our fellow human and animal neighbors. Be it the heroic stranger dog who appeared from out of nowhere and pulled an injured woman 45 meters to a road so that people could see her there and help her. Completely strange dog. Or a cat who showed his unaware caregivers where she had cancer by repeatedly touching the exact spot. In many cases, the family dog or even a rabbit detected a fire and awakened their human companions in time to avoid danger, thus saved their life. Sometimes while sacrificing their own even, which they would do without a moment's hesitation. Oh, this story also make me cry forever, Louis, yes. When the dogs or horse sacrifice their life to save their loved family, it makes me cry forever. I love him so much. Even I don't know that horse, I don't know that dog, I don't know that animal, but when I read this story, it just touched my heart. And I just hug them in, you know, in my soul and love them and pray for them. But they don't need our prayers. It's just that we do that out of love. There is, like, for example, one touching story of an elderly woman who was trapped beneath a collapsed building after the Big China earthquake. The true story, huh? Yes. The two dogs who found her not only barked to get the rescue team's attention, but over the 8 days she was trapped, they brought her food, Louis, pushing it through the cracks for her to eat. They licked her face and leaned on her to comfort and give her strength and warmth to survive. Can you imagine? Nobody taught them to do that. They don't even know the woman. For these noble heroes, I give them not only the award, but also gifts of love, you know, even financial, you know, tip, and delicious veggie food, and treats, and high-quality clothes. I see that it makes you cry too, eh? We are both the same. Yeah. And beds that I designed for the animals. We also show their stories on Supreme Master Television to remind people that animals are like our guardian angels in physical form. There is an African grey parrot in Japan named Yosuke who got lost, Louis. And because he remembered to say his full name and address at the right occasion among the many other words he learned, he was able to return to his home. So there is also the Shining World Intelligent Award also for that kind of cutie, yes. In addition, we have the Shining World Loving Award. The first recipient was Maran Hen, the chicken, from the United Kingdom. Would somebody give Louis a tissue, please?
No, I'm fine.
She adopted 3 abandoned duck eggs, yeah, Louis? The chicken hen adopted 3 abandoned duck eggs that she found and stayed with them until they hatched. Now they are living happily ever after, interspecies family, yes. For this pure example of love in harmony, along with the award, Maran Hen also received a pretty little scarf with the word hero on it. And lots of tasty, nutritious grains for her and her adoptive family to enjoy. All these awards are to show us that animals are love in action. So we should not kill them or eat them, but we should respect them more and even emulate their selflessness and loving kindness. Thank you, Louis, for crying with me.
We laugh now. Our last question now, Supreme Master. His Holiness Pope John Paul II declared in 1990 that animals possess a soul, and also said that we must love and feel solidarity with our smaller brethren. Do all animals possess a soul, and how important is it for our spiritual development to have love and respect for animals?
Not only animals, but insects even have souls. Plants have souls. Trees have souls. They could speak to me and to you, the trees, the plants, the mountains, the flowers. First of all, I respectfully thank His Holiness the Pope for his true caring statement. He must have been a very, very enlightened Pope to know this. His caring statement about our animal brothers and sisters, I'm very grateful for that. They are really just like us, only appearing in different physical forms to color our life and beautify our world. Just like there are different shades and shapes of flowers or different types and size of trees, yet all have the same essence. Just like us humans, we are sometimes different shape and color, but we have the same essence. The animals are just equipped with finer faculties and other kinds of intelligence than ours. Or at least they retain this divine gift which we have forgotten or neglected. So yes, Louis, animals do have souls like us, definitely. If we look into their eyes or observe their loving nature, we can see it. His Holiness Pope Benedict XVI also spoke about our animal co-inhabitants and said that animals are given into our care. This reflects the Catholic Catechism, which states that animals are God's creatures. He surrounds them with His providential care. By their mere existence, they bless Him and give Him glory. Thus men owe them kindness. We should recall the gentleness with which saints like St. Francis of Assisi or St. Philip Neri treated animals. And another part of the Catechism says that it is contrary to human dignity to cause animals to suffer or die needlessly. So even if we don't believe that animals have soul, it's already established and well known that they have feelings and that they experience love, fear, happiness, and physical pain and suffering, exactly like we do. If we consider ourselves higher beings, then we should carry out higher, noble acts, right? Protect the weak and the innocent, and not abuse our power by harming our friends, especially if they do us no harm. We should listen to the great wise religious leader of the past and present and regard our animal friends as sacred, cherished creations of God. And as a very basic gesture of dignity, respect and kindness, we should be vegan. When we love and respect the animals, we will develop our own spirituality. When we are able to expand this love to all other beings of the universe, including the animals who are our co-inhabitants, we ourselves expand and become greater spiritually. A peaceful relationship with the animals, with no more killing, would attract to us an abundance of divine blessings. And with the whole world extending such compassion to animals and attracting such an immense blessing from the animals, our planet's atmosphere, of course, would stabilize and even change to a more heavenly light, permeated with feelings of peace and love. Amen, Louis.
Amen.
Amen. So be it.
Supreme Master, thank you so much. I really enjoyed that today. I know a lot of what you said is it's kind of hard to hear, but it's truth, and I think it's something we all need to wake up to break that chain. So thank you so, so much.
I thank you, Luis, for doing all this, which is tremendously beneficial to humans and animals alike. May heaven bless you, your loved ones, and your good work, Luis.
And you.
I mean it. Thank you. I wish so many more journalists like you, you know, who really do the good job, like reporting the real, good, constructive, beneficial information for the public, you know? Not just for getting famous or, you know, being paid for. Just for the sake of job, but truly dedicate their lives like you do for humans' sake, for animals' sake, and for the sake of our planet. I humbly thank you, Luis, and all your staff, your mother, and whoever support and work with you. God bless you.
God bless you, and thank you so much.
God bless you. Bye for now.
Goodbye for now. We talk soon.
All the best of luck to you, your magazine.
Thank you.
Bye.
Vegetarianism in Religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of Some Aspects of Health and Healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra. Also, after the birth of the baby, care must be exercised not to kill any animal in order to feed the mother with meaty delicacies, and not to assemble many relatives to drink liquor or to eat meat, because, at the difficult time of birth, there are innumerable evil demons, monsters, and goblins who want to consume the smelly blood. By ignorantly and adversely resorting to the killing of animals for consumption, they bring down curses upon themselves, which are detrimental to both the mother and the baby. Kasithigarbha Sutra. Be careful during the days immediately after someone's death, not killing or destroying, or creating evil karma by worshipping or offering sacrifice to demons and deities, because such killing and slaughtering committed, or such worship performed, or such sacrifice offered, would not have even an iota of force to benefit the dead, but would entwine even more sinful karma into previous karma, making it even deeper and more serious. Thus, delay his rebirth to a good state. Karma means retribution. Kasithigarbha Sutra.
Gaudai. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly, and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes.
I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been specially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings.
Sutrakatanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Thank you, gentle viewers, for your company for today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Coming up next is Models of Success, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Farewell for now, and God bless.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.